Happy Wednesday and welcome back to Glow Girl. I'm Tracy. We've got Meredith here today.
Hello, Glow Girl.
Half of the Glow Girl team is potentially drunk today.
And it's not even Tracy.
Not this time.
It's just me.
Yeah, it's been
We recorded a Brittany's Always Hungry episode this morning before we were recording this podcast, where we were making shepherd's pie and doing shots of whiskey the whole time.
Yes.
I looked at Tracy and I was like, I need like a Coca-Cola or something. Like, I feel like I might just take a nap or like lay down right now.
Sometimes wellness is McDonald's, Coke, and a Big Mac.
It really is.
Sometimes you never know what you're going to need. Today it was...
I need some caffeine sure.
So I have some really good news for you.
What's that?
Mercury retrograde is over, bitches.
Oh, finally it's happened to me right in front of my face. Can we have like Misery Loves Company and talk about the worst things that happened to you?
Yes, actually, that is on my list of things to talk about today. Mm. Tell me what happened during your Mercury retrograde and like also what lessons are we learning from these things?
Worst thing that happened was death for sure, stomach flu.
Oh, God, yes. That was so bad.
The lesson I learned was to not eat like a slob when you're really drunk. Just wasn't really paying attention to what I was putting in my mouth. I don't know where it came from. Next day, total disaster.
That's real bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like fever the whole nine. It was not great. I think it was some sort of neurovirus stuff. Ooh. Coronavirus, maybe.
I don't know. Either way, it was not good.
Well, what about you? What about you?
I had a real rough Mercury retrograde. Like, just a lot of things happened, but not necessarily just to me. I did have a lot of like communication stuff, and I felt like I had to like walk things back and re-explain. And every time I tried to explain something, it just got worse. And I was like, just not going to talk to people.
I just stayed like low gray stone through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so that's how I'm just going to approach like every Mercury retrograde from here forward. I'm just going to do it like with a lot of edibles. And then I was like just super chill the whole time. Like, cool.
See, I feel like I'm usually pretty cool when it comes to that stuff. Like, I don't engage if I don't need to engage.
Ever. You're the nicest person I know.
You know, but then Mercury retrograde makes me feel so, like, paranoid and anxious. And, like, I need to jump in and, like, defend my position, even though no one's asking me to.
No one cares.
No one cares, man. Like, yeah. I've been telling myself to shut up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, so, me too. I have a client, and he always says, the best advice anyone ever gave me. He's a guy, so I guess that's why I had to talk like that.
Yeah.
The best advice anyone ever gave me was you have two ears and one mouth. So you should listen more than you talk type of a thing.
I mean,
and he says this to me all the time. And I'm like, are you trying to tell me something, Jerry?
It isn't terrible advice.
It's great advice.
Yeah. But yeah, I do feel like that was a little passive aggressive.
That's a good Mercury retrograde way of looking at. So the whole time I was like, two ears, one mouth.
Yeah. It is tough to listen, especially in a reactive world that we live in right now, where everybody is just like, you know, keyboard warrior, like all caps shouting at each other on the internet. It's super easy to do.
So we did finally lose the last of our worst, most hated clients.
Ooh, okay.
Which, you know, normally under normal circumstances, I would be like, no, damn it, Mercury retrograde. But I went in like, man, if there's anything we're going to shed through this, I hope it's this.
Good.
And then it happened and it was like a relief. So it was actually pretty good Mercury retrograde.
That's good.
So something that like I would have normally seen as a very negative thing, I was like, whew, that energy's gone. Because sometimes I feel like Mercury retrograde, even if you don't want it to, is cleaning out these energies that you should not have around
Absolutely.
You. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's one of the good things that it does. It clears out things. Sometimes it's tough and sometimes those things feel like they're getting ripped away from us and we don't want that to happen.
Right, because we hang on to our things. Yeah.
By the time it winds down like today and through the next
week or so. You're like, that was a good, that was a good
maybe
thing.
Maybe that happened for the best, I'm real happy that it's over. If you've noticed a lot of the big headlines on the news that kind of started ramping up during Mercury retrograde, it's stories that are just full of like a ton of misinformation, assumptions, and like unexpected results. So we have coronavirus.
Okay.
We don't know a lot about it.
Okay.
We don't know where the tests are. We don't know, you know, who's got it. We don't, you know, there's just a lot of unknown with that happening.
So this week on the Girls Girls podcast, our friend, friend of the pod, Claire Hamill, who lives in Seattle, which is kind of like ground zero here in the United States for the outbreak. So she's going to come on and tell us what it's like living in Seattle right now. So if you are interested in coronavirus, flip over there tomorrow on Thursday and listen to her.
Yes, but perfect. Yes. There was that. There's also like the Democratic primary race.
Yes.
You know, a lot of things happen, unexpected results, like, you know, like Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren is just, that was the worst thing that happened during Mercury retrograde.
That was a very emotionally
stomach
difficult.
Stomach flu for the rest of my life to keep that woman in place.
Oh, she's the one
really
we needed,
mourning
I thought.
It, I think.
I am too. I felt very
depressed.
Emotional about that.
I did too. It was just like a punch. I mean, the thoughts in my head are like, are we ever going to have a woman president? Probably not. America just isn't ready. Like, I know that's negative self-talk and not the way we manifest things, but man, sometimes reality just punches you in the mouth.
It's tough. That was a really hard one for me. I was like sappy and sad and posting like sad things on the internet all day. And
I know.
Pictures from my daughter's little book that
she's so cute
too. Oh my God.
It just stinks because you tell your daughters like, look at this woman. She's like really doing it for us. And like even Elizabeth Warren during her speech, who was like, I made pinky promises to all those little girls that I would keep running.
Like, it hurts me right in the ovaries. It's so hard. It's hard.
Well, that's neither here nor there, yeah. I guess.
We also had a lot of natural disasters that kind of came
we
through
did?
With no warning. There were some avalanches in Europe that just, I mean, took out like, I mean, truckloads of skiers and things. There were the tornadoes that went through in Nashville. There were a lot of different like storms and things that just kind of people weren't prepared.
Yeah.
And because the, you know, it was just unexpected. So
do you think we're going into the end of times every Mercury retrograde? Cause I'm like, here we are. Send the locusts.
Oh boy. I mean, I definitely try not to spiral down that rabbit hole.
I go all the way down.
Yeah. It's an easy one to get lost in.
Yeah,
for sure. My anxiety doesn't need that. That's for sure.
Right.
It's interesting, and we'll see, I guess, where some of these situations go now that Mercury is direct and like our communications about things will become a little bit clearer and more focused.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll start seeing some resolution to some of these things.
Right.
You know, maybe we'll start seeing some people getting tested for coronavirus.
So how long is this stupid shadow period going to last?
Yeah, good old shadow period. Until it's usually a week to 2 weeks.
Okay,
I would say, you know, usually by the end of, probably by the end of the month, we're completely clear. We're completely clear.
Until when?
So, like the 29th.
But until when? How long until? It feels like last year was just bam, 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 one after another.
Yeah, I mean, the Mercury retrograde is 3 weeks long. You've got about a 2 week to 10 day period on either side of it. So it really does feel like a 6 week.
Always.
Yeah, I mean, it feels long. And then we have 3 to 4 of them a year. So Mercury is the planet. Mercury is the planet that's closest to the sun. And so it goes around every 88 days. And so every 88 days, we have the same thing happening.
So life can't always be good, guys. That's what she's telling us.
I mean,
we all want happiness. It's why you're listening to this podcast. You can't have happiness.
Sorry, it's Mercury's fault. We're blaming a whole ass planet. So last week we talked about Venus, which was kind of perfect timing because we just finished celebrating International Women's Day.
People love that pod episode.
Yes.
So lots of good feedback. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen about Venus.
Venus is our girl. We also just had our change to daylight savings time, which means that spring is right around the corner.
I'm so tired today, too. I don't think the whole country celebrates daylight savings.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody fucking celebrates it. It sucks. But I think that not every area.
I
mean, there are some areas that don't like move their time, and I think really does this work for anybody? They started it for the farmers, I think, and
they
now
have headlights on their farm equipment now.
It doesn't make sense anymore.
No,
you know who's the presidential candidate who's going to get rid of this? That's who I'm voting for.
No.
Make it your. I'm just kidding. put it on for real.
Just keep the student loan thing on there.
I mean, that should, yes, please. That I would really like daylight savings time somewhere in there someday when life is perfect. So even though spring technically doesn't start until next week, we had Venus moved into Taurus last week. The sun finally came out. We've had like a couple of 60-degree days, and I think we're all really feeling that urge to spring clean.
I just did it all weekend. Yeah. It felt so good.
Like beautify our lives.
Yeah, and there was like nice weather outside, mm-hmm. so I opened all the windows to get all the coronavirus out and was like, we are clean.
I did the same thing. I cleaned and gutted and purged, and then I was like, well, everything's clean, now what? So I made myself this little like simple altar by my front door, and it's just so nice and pretty, and it makes me so happy. And I wanted to talk a little bit more today about how like opportunities to bring that little bit of like woo into our everyday lives. So I'm going to talk to you after the break about how to create a springtime altar in your home or like your workspace. You can kind of bring in that creativity, growth, peace, and hopeful springtime energy that okay. we're celebrating right now. So, but first, let's talk about this week's astrology. So, like I mentioned before, we have Mercury going direct, which just happened Monday night. So okay. as of today, we're in the shadow period. Like I said, takes place like for like a week or two, and then we're good to go. So it'll start like tapering off slowly. By the end of the month, we're all clear.
Okay.
During the retro shade period, just be mindful of those old retrograde rules. Watch your communication, technology, vehicles, and if you can help it, put off signing contracts for like another week, maybe.
No.
If you can help it. Okay. If you can't, just double check the details.
I want that money. No.
I mean, just double check. Okay. Read the fine print.
All right.
So we're almost in the clear with that. Mercury moves back into Aquarius for a few days. So when Mercury's in Aquarius, our thinking becomes very progressive and we start kind of thinking outside the box.
Okay.
So this is interesting right now because we need that kind of inventive and resourceful thinking at a point when we're looking at like disease. Mercury can also kind of control our health a little bit. So looking at that coronavirus talk that we keep seeing, you know, this kind of thinking from Mercury is what we really need to see. So
yeah.
it's hopefully helping us to become more resourceful and think about what we can do to help prevent this from spreading.
Agreed.
More.
Agreed.
So now that this retrograde is over, hopefully we can kind of focus on that a little bit more. We also had a full moon in Virgo on Monday. And so the full moon always amplifies, especially emotion. And then Virgo rules anxiety, health, digestion, and our tendency to criticize ourselves and others.
Oh.
And so if you think about your Monday,
okay,
Monday, maybe Monday into Tuesday, maybe Sunday into Tuesday with the energy kind of flowing around. If you saw like an uptick in any issues related to, you know, anxiety, health, you know, criticizing people and that kind of thing, the full moon might have been a contributing factor for that. And so then that kind
I'm
of
trying to not I was trying not to criticize people on Monday, but I felt like they were coming for me.
It's tough.
Ugh.
You know, when we start looking at the astrology, we can see.
Yeah.
You know, we can see the energy and we can recognize that in ourselves. But not everybody pays attention to those things. And so not everybody recognizes those energies in themselves. And so I guess the more prevalent we can help astrology to become, the better off, I think the better off we are. The more we know about ourselves, you know, the better we can be as people, right?
Yep. I think.
So we have Venus in Taurus right now until April 3rd.
Now, okay.
With Venus in Taurus, we talked about Venus last week. That's the planet that rules our love and values. And it's in the sign Taurus that rules our homes and security. So,
oh, is that why we feel the spring cleaning?
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
We're trying to make it prettier and nicer mm-hmm. in there.
I mean, that's exactly what that does. It mm-hmm. makes us want to redecorate or beautify our space or ourselves, like our bodies. You know, are you thinking about a haircut? Are you thinking about getting your nails done? Like, I mean, all yeah. these things. I just want to do all of these things. As soon as I leave here, I want to go shop for new makeup because I just want.
Dude, I've been spending money like a maniac lately on beauty stuff.
That's a tough one, too, because Venus is indulgent.
Yes. I just ordered like all this Paula's Choice stuff that Ooh. Megan on Attagirl uses. She has the prettiest skin, guys. And so I ordered. She's like, you just need like these three things. I ordered like 10. I was like, put it in the cart.
I want to do that, too.
Report back to everyone
yes,
on if
please.
It's good or not.
I would love those tips. And so this placement also kind of helps us get a little bit physically intimate too. So if that's...
Oh, thank God. Because I have not done it since February 21st.
Well.
My husband reminds me every day.
You heard it here first, folks.
He was like, it has been since February 21st. Who keeps track of this shit? Men.
I mean, listen. If there are any men listening, listen. Don't bring that up. Yeah, it's not helping your case.
You. It makes me want to do you less. Yeah. For sure.
I mean, tell him to talk about Venus and you know, beautiful, sensuous things. Yeah, this is a good thing.
Tell me that it'll make my magic more powerful, and absolutely. I'll be there for that.
Yeah, right. I mean, this is the perfect energy for that. So, you know, work on that. We don't have a lot of really, really big transits happening this week, but those we do have are pretty positive. So
good.
This is actually, I think, going to be a pretty optimistic and like creative feeling. Second half of our week. It's going to be nice. We can take advantage of that energy. This weekend, Saturday specifically, we do have a pretty interesting aspect happening. So if you're into manifestation, Saturday is going to be the perfect day to really kind of like get down to brass tacks on law of attraction work.
God damn it. I'm going to be out of town on a family vacation.
You can do any. You can all do right, your law right, of attraction right, stuff anywhere right. you are. And then, and also, I don't know about the family trip thing for this, but if you're into like sex rituals or just like sex for funsies, Saturday is a perfect day for channeling this like Mars and Pluto energy for some deep emotionally connected bonding with a partner or with yourself. So, perf. You know. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know about your family trip, but if you're looking for some, you know, sexy fun times or, you know, some like sex rituals, Saturday's a good day for that. So, and if you've been feeling stuck creatively lately, Saturday's also a good day for that. So sex and creativity actually, especially in astrology, kind of go hand in hand together a lot of times. So if you've been feeling like creatively stuck,
then you should bang it
bang
out.
Bang it out, man.
Bang out the creativity. Yeah. Or it even gets you over writer's block or anything.
You don't need a partner for that. No, you can take that. Matters,
bang it out.
Take matters into your own hands.
Satisfier Pro 2.
Yeah, that's the... You want to talk about some magic wands? That's a show for another day. All right, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
Today we're talking about one of our favorite subjects, the moon. Did you know that day or night, everyone is born under a unique moon phase? Just like the position of the sun and stars affects your personality, so too does the moon phase you were born under. It's called your lunar personality. The position of the moon on the day you were born may give insight as to why you're either practical and grounded or more intuitive and creative. For instance, those born under a new moon are said to be great innovators, whereas those born under a full moon may be more extroverted. If this sounds like fun to explore, check out moonglow.com. You can enter your birthday or any special date to find your moon. Moonglow creates personalized jewelry featuring the moon from any date of your choice. And it's not just birth moons either. If you want to discover your anniversary moon, wedding moon, or the moon phase from any date that's meaningful to you, every moment has a moon. With Moonglow, you can cherish life's most precious moments by wearing your moon in your favorite necklace, bracelet, earrings, or ring. Like the moon itself, Moonglow charms absorb light by day to glow softly in the dark. Remember to find your moon at moonglow.com and enter code PODCAST for 15% off your first Moonglow order. That's moonglow.com and enter promo code PODCAST for 15% off your first order. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from manifesting the greatness you deserve? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with your very own professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. You don't even have to leave the house or put on real pants. It's that convenient. BetterHelp gets it. Life is busy. Now you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your own therapist. BetterHelp includes licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, anger, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem, trauma. Anything you share is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. We're talking about 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide and at your fingertips. BetterHelp offers 4 communication options: text, chat, phone, and video, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's truly affordable option with financial aid available. Glow Girl listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code GLOW, so why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/glow, fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs, and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/glow for 10% off your first month. betterhelp.com/glow. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a huge tea aficionado. I brew tea when I wake up, before bed, and pretty much every single hour in between.
I did know you were a tea girl.
This is why I was so excited to discover Brightwitch, an online tea shop selling sparkly tea for magical moments.
It's so beautiful. You guys, my daughter and I are obsessed with this tea.
It's so pretty. So For me, tea is kind of a small ritual of love and self-care. And more often than not, like, my morning meditation is over my morning tea. Sarah Louise, who is the owner of Brightwitch, wanted to create an enchanting sensory experience to enrich these special moments in our lives. And so she created Brightwitch.
Okay.
Each tea has been specially chosen for quality of ingredients, taste, scent, aesthetic, and they all have a dash of edible sparkles for extra magic. They are so cute, you guys. I love that their loose tea blends come packaged in adorable recyclable tins too, which you can reuse for anything. And those tins keep everything fresh for up to 2 years. It was almost impossible for me to choose my favorite tea, but right now I am deeply, deeply in love with Brightwitch's Astral Dreams blend. It tastes like a strong Earl Grey with lavender flowers, and I love London fog, so this is perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it sparkles. This tea is like a complete sensory experience. You guys have to see it. It's so pretty and it tastes delicious. Brightwitch has a beautiful tea blend for every moment, every ritual, and every person. Glow Girl listeners get a 10% discount to their order with the code GLOWGIRL when you visit brightwitch.com. That's 10% discount on your first order at brightwitch.com using code GLOWGIRL. Shipping is currently only available within the US and Canada. Guys, next Thursday, March 19th, is the first day of spring.
What should we do?
Well, so the spring equinox, which is the first day of spring, marks the first day of the astrological new year, too. In case you didn't know, the astrological year begins with Aries, and Aries season starts on the first day of spring. So
okay,
that kind of all ties in. In a lot of traditional beliefs, religious backgrounds, some of the, like, you know, pagan religions and things like that.
Yeah.
This time of year is often celebrated with a holiday that revolves around fertility, rebirth, warmth, balance between light and dark, masculine and feminine.
Right.
All of those things, which means this is the perfect time of year to create a springtime altar, and you can bring that balance and warmth into your home or your office or wherever you spend time.
Okay.
So that's what I want to talk about today. Now, you can do this however you like. So this doesn't have to be witchy looking if that's not your style.
Okay.
I've seen, if you go on Pinterest or Instagram, you can look up like spring altars, and I've seen a lot of them that are very beautiful. Some of them have like little skulls and like little, you know, things that are a little witchier looking. But then you see others that are just very like pastel, and they're covered with like Easter eggs and right. bunnies. And those are perfectly acceptable and very traditional images of the spring season. So
okay.
however you feel like decorating works for you. So I made an altar this week with like a little terrarium style altar, I guess.
Yeah.
And what I did is I used like a tall glass cylinder vase. I poured some salt in the bottom. Salt is good for purification, which is a good theme to bring in. I wanted to put it
Does
by
it
my
have to
front
be like
door.
A special salt or just like, you know, table salt?
I mean, it's all about intention, right?
Mm-hmm.
I poured this shit out of the box and into my vase.
Okay.
You could do some kind of ritual if you wanted to like bless your salt or like bless the rains down in Africa or like whatever you want to do.
The Toto ritual.
But that's the lesser known Toto ritual.
Okay.
I didn't have time for that.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like it. So
you're just like, meh, salt.
Salt. It's purifying, okay. You know? And so I figured that was good enough for me. I poured the salt in. I added greenery. Now, a lot of people will use like moss or like pretty plants or like pretty flowers. You can even use like silk flowers or whatever you have.
Okay.
I had some dried eucalyptus.
Yeah.
And I stuck a few little sprigs of that in there because I like the way it smells and it's pretty looking. And
you did it up.
I just stuck them in there. And
Perf.
Yeah, And so, and it's a good, like, clean and refreshing plant. So that energy was kind of what I wanted to bring into my little altar place. Then I added some crystals, a couple of crystals that I bought when I was at the pyramid shop when we were on vacation a couple weeks ago. So I used obsidian, which helps clear negativity.
Okay.
I added a piece of jade, which promotes prosperity.
Okay.
And then I also added a chunk of amethyst, because amethyst is just like a really pretty happy stone. And yes. So all of those things are like, when my front door space, I don't want negativity to come past my front door. I want prosperity to come in my front door. And I want happiness to surround anybody that comes in or leaves my house.
Right.
So like
right.
Those are the energies that I kind of wanted. So that was really like my little terrarium piece. On the shelf that sits on, I put like a pretty little candle and a cute little ceramic bird. And I was like, that's springy.
That's it.
It's very simple.
And you love it.
Yeah. And it's pretty. And it doesn't look like, you know, it doesn't look like straight witchcraft right in my front door. But it's pretty to me. It's meaningful to me. And I really like that. So
people walking in aren't like, oh, altar.
Right. I'm calling it that, but it's really just a pretty shelf that I put little things on, you know, and yeah. You could do this on your, if you have a mantle, if you have a bathroom, like a shelf in your bathroom, that's another little space that you can make a little altar or like a little, call them like a little vignette, you know, a little space with like some pretty meaningful little pieces.
I like it.
You know, even on your bedside table. Like, yeah, these are, sure. You can make an altar like in front of your like computer monitor and your desk, whatever you want to do, you know, any place that you need a little bit of this like springtime energy, you can put any of these little things. So,
okay.
That's what I did. If you want to make your own springtime altar, you can add anything that makes you feel springy or, you know, like you want to bring in a little light to that space. Some of the symbols of spring are pretty much what you'd think, you know, traditional like Easter themes, bunnies. Bunnies represent fertility because, you know, they hump like bunnies. They are very prolific when it comes to.
They are out there reproducing.
They are fertile. And so bunnies are that's why we have an Easter bunny.
Oh, you
know? And eggs are also a symbol of fertility, clearly, because it is an egg, you know, also, you know, eggs are.
Okay. So I always like to go back to the origin of these things.
Sure.
So we have an Easter bunny who delivers eggs because of fertility.
Yes.
What?
These come from traditional pagan beliefs. Yeah. And so.
And once again, we have hijacked something from the pagans.
Yes. Yes, okay. It is unfortunate, but we can bring that in. We can combine all of that now. You know, we can do what we want. We have now.
That's what I do.
Now
I combine a little of every religion. I'm like the everything bagel of religion. I'm like, what you got going on over there, pagans? I'll take some of that. What do you have going on over there, Buddhists?
Sprinkle of this.
Have some.
Sprinkle of that.
A little sprinkle of Jesus in there. We are good. I believe in it all.
It is true. We can use the energies that work for us. If it's all of them, then I guess it's all of them.
Right.
So bunnies, eggs, any baby animals, because animals are kind of reproducing this time of year. Pastel colors, early spring flowers and plants. So light is also an important symbol of spring, kind of represents the lengthening of the days and the warmth of the sun that helps everything to grow. So I like to include a candle. Or if you don't want to have like a candle, you can use one of those little like electric, those little battery operated pretend candles.
Okay.
Why not, man? You can use whatever you want. And so some crystals, I looked at some different crystal options that you could include in your altar for specifically like that springtime energy. So citrine is a good one.
My fave.
Yeah, that's Meredith's
favorite.
Personal
fave.
It's good for prosperity, which is something that you want in the springtime. You want to kind of bring that in.
I want it every day.
Yes.
Yes.
Carnelian is a good one.
Ooh, you like that one. Yeah, the bone stone.
It is a bone stone. Carnelian for boning. There's a lot of that going on this time of year. It's also good for self-esteem. And so you want to feel a little better about yourself. Sometimes the winter makes us feel a little, you know, gray and sad. So.
Yes.
Moonstone, which is a traditional stone for fertility. And that can mean not just like we're trying to have babies' fertility, but just fertility in our lives. And so kind of like prosperity. We want things to grow.
Yes.
Yes. Rose quartz, very good one.
Who doesn't love that? Yeah, that's the love stone.
Love and friendship. Yeah, it's a good one. Tiger's eye, which is good for energy and endurance, which sometimes we need this time of year, especially when we're dealing with a time change.
Lucky tiger's eye. Yeah.
Amazonite.
Yeah, that's how I say it.
It's a tough one to say.
The Midwest version of that word.
Amazonite. yeah. It helps release toxic emotions and stuff that we might be holding on to from the cold, dark winter.
You got me feeling emotions.
That too.
If you've got, if you got the Whitney
Houston. If you've got the Whitney Houston's, you need some Amazonite. and then selenite, which is great for purification.
Yeah, I do. I have a ton of selenite all over the place. Yeah. I just like, we were painting a bunch of walls in our house right now. And I just keep finding like selenite wands like in the corners of everything. Sean's like, what is this stuff? I'm like, Lid, don't touch it.
it's purifying.
Only I am allowed to touch it. Move away, move away.
And if you want to include any like herbs or plants in your little altar, anything that's like an early spring flower is beautiful. So if you don't have real ones, that's fine. You can use silk ones. You can make paper flowers. Right. You can do, you know, put a little picture of a flower, tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, lilies of the valley, violets, crocuses, all those like early winter flowers that kind of represent like the blooming, you know, that starts to happen after the winter goes away. So anything that's pretty and, you know, springy. Bring that into your space, man.
During my spring cleaning, I have to tell you what I did.
Oh, boy.
I just had like 20 jars, guys. There was a point in time where I was just like obsessed with like jar rituals. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to put all these orange peels and like honey and like clover. And like there was just all these jars. And every jar was trying to do the same fucking thing, which was just like manifest money jar. And I would just like make another jar. And so I had all these jars like on a shelf in my office. Like, and then the whole shelf was like suddenly all jars. Like I had to move camera equipment off the shelf, just jars now on the shelf. So I walked by it the other day and I was like, oh, this is starting to look like mental illness. What should I do with all these jars? Because I didn't want the kids to be like, remember the year where mom had all those weird moldy jars? Because they were starting to be like moldy and stuff inside. Yeah. So I just threw them away.
Okay.
Like in the garbage. I just went, I'm going to just start over with this whole thing.
I mean,
I got to get it out. It felt like almost like the jars that were supposed to bring good energy were almost like just a reminder of like what still hasn't been done.
And I think that's something important to talk about. So
like, I had to let it go.
All manifestation is about intention, right?
Yes.
And magic is about intention and rituals are about, everything's about intention, and intention comes from within us.
So if it's starting to make you feel bad, you think it's all right to just throw it out?
Yes, because
also the mold.
I mean, also the mold. Yeah, there is also that. There might be some, you know, spiritual needs for mold, but I
don't want to hear it. Don't tell me what the problem was.
No.
So I threw it out, and then I've got to tell you guys what happened after I did it. So I threw the things out maybe like, I don't know, last weekend, okay? And then last week, during the week, I was called in to a car dealership and closed like the biggest deal of my life. And I don't know if it's because I just like let that go or if I prayed so much and made a promise to God that if he helped me close this deal, I would go to church, or if it was the 87,000 crystals that I had in my bra that I meditated with and envisioned white light surrounding me before I went into the meeting. But something has changed and I do feel a lighter energy in my home and like more powerful without the jars there.
So
does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
You?
So listen, you made these jars. You made like jar rituals.
I made these jar rituals every time when I was sad.
Right. And so when you're creating them, you're not, sometimes I think we do things like this out of like the scarcity mindset. Right.
Yes.
And so that energy is maybe just even manifesting more of that same thing for us.
And I was like, I got to get these devil jars out of here.
Yeah.
Threw them all away. Yeah. But yeah, because I didn't know like if they were like actually doing the opposite of what I was intending them to do. Plus, you know, the mold. But also I was like, my kids are going to like start talking about me. So I just didn't want that to wind up in their book that they write about me one day.
Yeah,
so I threw them all out. So I do feel better. So I guess because people do ask me all the time, like, what do you do with all the jars? I don't know. I was just like racking them up. Sometimes I would throw things into the river. But this time I was just like, I'm straight up just trashing them in the garbage.
Hey, I mean, however you need to clear the energy.
The space.
You know,
it's fine.
It's, I, okay. Look, I'm not a professional at literally anything.
Me either. So that's
I can't
why I'm
tell
coming
you,
to you.
But I think, I think that it's the energy and it's the intention that we're working with that makes the difference.
Hashtag
right?
baby witches.
Right. We don't. We're
By the
learning.
Way, we got a bad review. If we see you, bad review. Did you see it?
I think I did.
It said, who are they to have a podcast like this? Lady, we've said from the start that we don't know what we're doing. We're all learning together.
We're learning.
Oh my.
We're new at this.
Gosh.
You know?
We encourage you to start a podcast as well. Go for it, lady.
Yeah. When you start your podcast, we'll listen to your podcast and maybe we'll learn more.
I'm going to leave you one star as a payback.
Oh boy.
Like a boomerang.
I am rubber and you are glue.
I don't know why my energy's so off.
Oh my gosh. All right, we're going to go and we're going to make an altar for Meredith to manifest some positive energy in her.
And if you've got a bunch of stuff laying around your house and you're like, what am I going to do with all this stuff? Just throw it out and start over. Start over from spring.
I mean, that's good, right?
Yeah.
That is total spring energy.
A little spring energy here.
If we need to start over, we need to start over then.
You got to start it over.
Absolutely, man. All right. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please join us next Wednesday for a brand new episode of Glow Girl. In the meantime, we would love it if you would subscribe and share this podcast with all of your friends. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. And be sure to tune into the rest of the ever-expanding Girls Girls Media multiverse of podcasts and shows. We have Attagirl on Mondays, the brand new We've Got Issues Girl on Tuesdays, our Mothership, the Girls Girls podcast on Thursdays, the Family Road Trip Trivia podcast every Friday, and our new video series, Brittany's Always Hungry. You are not going to want to miss that. Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media, and our music today is by the always amazing Breakmaster Cylinder.
Goodbye! Glow!